Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, and it's time for what I guess we're calling the Activities Report now. I'm Tom Hess, Daily Sitka Sentinel Sports Editor, taking over the Activities Report, and I'm joined today for week two with some swimmers in here. We have Ava Parrish, Brady Harang, and Jenk Treshield. It's the swim season. It's the dog days of the swim season. These guys work probably harder than anybody else at Sitka High School. Ava, what does a swimmer feel like this time of year, mid-October?
Exhausted.
How tough is it to get you out of bed?
Pretty tough.
And you guys just wrapped up a morning workout, is that right, Jake?
Yes. We had a dry land session this morning. On Tuesday and Thursday, we stay out of the water and do sprinting and other workouts.
And so for this time of year, you guys are, I don't know, Brady, is it just about trying to keep, metaphorically speaking, and I guess figuratively speaking, keeping your head above water as you just kind of burn through this exhausting time of year?
Well, yeah, it's one of the most important times in the season because we're on the last 4 weeks or so until regions and state, and so this is basically the buildup of our workout season, and then taper begins soon. So,
and we were talking about this off air, but one of the things that you guys do is you guys just have to eat a ton because you're just burning you're burning calories all the time. Brady, what does a swimmer's diet look like this time of year? Like, take me through your food for like the last 24 hours.
Wake up, eat cereal or something quickly, go to practice, then get whatever you can before school, snacking pretty much all during the school day, eat lunch, snack during the school day, eat before you go to practice, go to practice, then eat dinner. Then sometimes you're waking up at like 11 to go eat more.
That's the sort of hardcore food analysis we like to bring to the Activities Report. And you guys were just at the Bartlett Invitational, kind of a mid-season test out the waters. You didn't take the full team up there, if you will, once you're getting towards the end of the season. Ava, how was it at Bartlett? You got to see some of the bigger teams. It was a chance to get out of Southeast for the season. How was Bartlett?
It was good. It was a good opportunity to see some of the people we'll be swimming against at state. It was good to see the other relays. We've got some competition, and it'll be really close, so it's pretty exciting, and got us all excited about finishing out this season on a good note.
And the thing that all the high school students like about going to Anchorage is those chain restaurants in Anchorage that receive moderate reviews, so we're going to jump back into food analysis quickly, Ava. Rank these in order: Cinnabon in the Airport, Red Robin, or Olive Garden?
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon's number one. Mm-hmm. What about you, Brady?
I'd have to say Red Robin.
And Jake?
Red Robin.
So Red Robin beating out Cinnabon 2-1, Olive Garden missing out on that. So, Ava, this is probably the strongest girls team that I've certainly seen coming out of the program since I've been here. And I know you've been on the team 4 years now. What obviously just numbers is a part of it, but why is the girls team so strong this season?
Our main strength is our numbers. The year before I was in high school, I know they didn't even have enough girls to have a relay team, which you need four. And this year we have about 10 to 12, and we have lots of high point scorers, lots of first place finishers, as well as others. So it's a great year for us girls.
Why do you think there's more girls in the program this year? Just growing it? What's the why? Or is just an anomaly more?
Just luck. swimming you really have to do like from a pretty young age. So it just so happened there's a good group that came in as freshmen, and we're really excited to have all of them. And we're pretty excited for regions.
Yeah, and Brady, you guys are creeping up on regions. What's left on your guys' to-do list as you get to regions? Obviously, you're still kind of, you're trying to keep technique clean up a few things and stay in shape, but what's kind of your focus as you wind down the season?
Well, yeah, a lot of it is technique right now. We're just working on, you know, swimming fast, working hard, and still maintaining good technique as we swim, because that's what we're going to need to take regions. So,
Jake, when do you guys start shaving?
Certain people start shaving before regions, and then after you do that and you make it to state, then you have to shave pretty much every day before state, the two-day meet.
Who's the best with a razor on a team?
Will and James.
Will and James.
Experience. They bring veteran razor experience to the swim team. And so you guys, going into state, do you have expectations for regions and state yet? Are you starting to look that far ahead?
Yeah, we're actually really gunning towards regions for both the girls' team and the boys' team. And, yeah, that'd be the first time in a long, long time that swimming has taken regions for both teams, so that'd be really cool. State, I'm not really sure how that's looking yet, but it'll be interesting.
Ava, do you feel pretty good about the girls' shot at region?
I feel like we must definitely have a shot at regions. JDHS is probably our biggest competition right now, so it'll be exciting when we get there. We have some good competition.
Okay, and you guys also, also we're going to get away from sports for just a sec. You guys had a big fundraiser on Sunday night, your prime rib fundraiser. Mm-hmm. All these teams have to do a lot of fundraising on this team, and I know you guys don't exactly love fundraising, so would anybody like 20 seconds to complain about fundraising?
We actually had a big celebration last night after practice and got ice cream because as swimmers we have to celebrate with food. But to celebrate it being over because it was so much work, but it was worth it. It really paid off. We raised over $10,000.
Oh, wow.
It was awesome. They
bring it in the pool and in the fundraising department. So you guys have one more meet left before regions, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to Petersburg this coming weekend, and then we have a weekend off, and then regions.
Do you have any, when you're going into this last kind of regular season meet of the year, what is it that you want to see out of the meet? Is it just kind of executing it? Is it just getting through it?
Not so much. It's more like the beginning, I guess, of the end, you could say. Taper's coming soon for a lot of people. And this is kind of a final meet to see where you're at with everyone else and see what you can do before regions.
All right. Well, thanks so much for you guys for coming in. I'll give you one last chance on the way out. What is, first thing you get to Anchorage, Cinnabon, Red Robin, or Olive Garden when you're going there for state? If you guys go to state, you have a good meet. Where are you going?
I'd have to say Red Robin.
Red Robin, yep. Still.
Cinnabon, we're going there.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you in. And the swimmers, they'll be in Petersburg next, and they're going to go to regions and state. That'll be early November. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.